Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More scattered showers are possible as we go through the afternoon. Meanwhile, our temperatures today stay about 20 degrees below normal, holding steady near 60 degrees. Top local stories at midday: reports of gunfire at an apartment complex in Lancaster lead to an officer-involved shooting. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the latest.
Lancaster police were first called last night about a man refusing to let a woman leave a gas station near 35E in Parkerville. They took him to the hospital for a mental health evaluation, and he was released this morning. Lancaster Police Chief Sam Urbanski says they were then called to an apartment complex near Houston School Road and Pleasant Run.
The adult male had fired several rounds inside the apartment.
He says that was the same person, and he was in the apartment with a woman and two kids. Police shot and killed the suspect. Another tenant says his wife wants to move their kids someplace else.
Says it all the time about where she wants to stay, you know, house, move away from these apartment complexes right here with all this going on.
Police are now questioning the officers on that call. Nobody else was hurt. In Lancaster, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police in Dallas still looking for a killer, and they're asking for help. Police say a 29-year-old woman was shot and killed late last night outside the Heroes Lounge in Dallas. Reports indicate the woman was driving a car, but police have not confirmed that.
She was transported to an area hospital where she was pronounced deceased. And so we're asking for anyone who was present at the Heroes Lounge last night to contact Detective Kramer with our homicide unit.
Dallas Police Sergeant Tremise Jones says a disturbance in the parking lot led to that shooting. She says at this time it's not clear how the woman was involved. No arrests have been made. It's unclear if anyone else was hurt. The girlfriend of the man who killed a U.S. Postal Service truck driver 3 years ago learns her punishment. KRLD's LP Phillips reports on the outcome of a plea hearing.
Her name is Beijing Walker. She goes by the first name Chanel, and as of now, she is on federal probation for the next 4 years. Walker is the girlfriend of Donnie Farrell of Los Angeles, who murdered USPS truck driver Donnie Mosby in February of 2018 as he drove an overnight shift near downtown Dallas. She was driving a car that cut Mosby off on I-30. Mosby evidently made a hand gesture. Federal prosecutors say Farrell was showing off for Walker when he pulled a gun and killed Mosby, who crashed and died. It took federal agents several days to track down Farrell, who was at Walker's house. That's where he was found and arrested. Farrell is serving a 30-year prison term. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Granbury City Council meeting today to formally accept the resignation of Mayor Nin Hewlett. Hewlett was arrested on drunk driving charges on April 25th. That charge was upgraded to a felony after it was discovered it was his third DWI arrest. Records show he was arrested in 1999 and again in 2007. Hewlett was first elected mayor of Granbury in 2013. In 2019, he was reelected for a three-year term. The Granbury City Council expected to call for a special election in late June. The company that operates the Colonial Fuel Pipeline says it's still working to restore its system, which was shut down by a ransomware attack. That pipeline delivers gasoline and other products to states in the southeast and along the east coast. GasBuddy's Patrick DeHaan on what he's waiting to learn on this situation.
the exact timing or any piece of news coming out from Colonial that we can dissect and get an understanding of what happened and how quickly the problem will be resolved. It's imperative to avoid major headaches with the fuel supply chain that this pipeline be reopened at some point today.
And the group said to be behind that attack is out with a statement. They say their mission, they were trying to earn money. Community groups in North Texas trying to convince more people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. For Oak Cliff Executive Director Taylor Tomes says his group has been doing outreach to try to show people who live in southern Dallas the vaccine is safe. He says neighborhood clinics at churches and community centers may make people feel more comfortable than driving through a hub at Fair Park or another location.
I think that proximity is important as well. I think location matters, and to have a vibrant space that people can come receive services is beneficial to a community, no matter where it is.
The state is no longer giving providers weekly allocations of the COVID vaccine. They say supply has now outpaced demand. Instead, providers just put in requests for how much they'd like to receive. Big crowds at the airports over the Mother's Day weekend. The TSA says agents screened more than 1.7 million people Sunday alone. That was the highest daily number since March of 2020. Air travel still down about one-third from before the pandemic. Airlines say most of the people on flights now are leisure travelers going to destinations within the United States. In college football, the top two teams in the FCS division will square off for the national title Sunday afternoon in Frisco. Unbeaten Sam Houston State will face 8-1 South Dakota State kickoff at 1 p.m. Sunday. The game will be nationally televised on ABC. The Bearcats and Jackrabbits each looking for their first national championship. Dallas Stars close out their season in Chicago tonight at 7. The Rangers open a road series in San Francisco tonight at 8:45.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.